It's also a good thing because we didn't find any differences in feeding behaviors, which tells us that overall, I'm having a ramp in the pen. It doesn't negatively impact, you know, the normal behaviors of the pigs.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Get your full value from start to finish with Elanco. Farm Health Guardian, digital technology for better biosecurity.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me this week is Mary Kasakam. Mary is a researcher at North Dakota State University. And Mary, it is my pleasure to have you joining here in the podcast studios this week. If you would, why don't we kick it off with you giving the audience a little background on yourself?
Thank you, Clayton. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Mary Kasakam. I'm a researcher at North Dakota State University. I just graduated in the spring with my master's in animal science, and I specialized in the areas of swine production, behavior, and welfare.
And specifically, Mary, you worked on welfare as it relates to pig transportation. And, you know, it's summertime in the United States, and not that market pig transportation is fun any time of the year, but in the summer, it's especially important that we are efficient for us and for the pigs, and that we load the pigs with the least amount of stress and welfare impact as possible. So to that end, Mary, talk to us a little bit about your project. What were the things you looked at as ways to better load market pigs in the future?
Thank you, Clayton. So for my project, we were basically looking at concept of early life experience and how it relates to welfare of pigs later on in their life. So for this project, what we basically did was as Clayton mentioned, we have the process of transportation is a very tedious process for market pigs, and we as researchers are finding better ways to reduce the stress of both the pig and the caretaker during the process of loading. So what we looked at was basically introducing what we call a nursery ramp, a ramp in the nursery pen. So we had pigs after weaning, when they were brought into the nursery, in their pens we placed a ramp and a platform, and the main reason was have them interact with those ramps for 6 weeks. And we chose 6 weeks because 6 weeks is the critical learning period of a nursery pig. So after 6 weeks, we took those ramps out and left those pigs to grow normally in a standard, you know, pen up until they reached market weight at about 5 months of age. Or 5.5. So when they were ready to go to the market, we went and loaded them. I say we went because we carried out this project at South Dakota State University, so there was a lot of moving between ND and SD. So we drove down to South Dakota, and on each of the loading days, we recorded the time these pigs that had a ramp in their pen took to navigate the ramp leading to the trailer. And we also recorded the time for those pigs that did not have a ramp in their pen. What we actually found out was interesting, that the pigs that had a ramp in their pen took a shorter time to, you know, navigate the ramp leading the truck. So there was reduced loading time in general compared to the pigs that did not have a ramp in their pen, which was really exciting because our hypothesis, we really hoped it would work. And yes, it did work. And then I think what I also didn't mention is during the loading time, we also wanted to find out the frequency of usage of a hot shot, because again, when pigs are not going up a ramp, a loader is going to be forced to, you know, frequently use a hot shot to encourage these pigs to go up the ramp. So we looked at the frequency of usage of a hot shot between our pigs that had a ramp and those that did actually not have. And the frequency of usage of a hot shot was greater in our pigs that did not have a ramp in their pens compared to those that had a ramp in their pens, which was also actually exciting.
That's really good.
FarmHealth Guardian is a proven biosecurity software system that helps you improve compliance and reduce disease risk. Why choose FarmHealth Guardian? Automate downtime and health status management for large systems. Get biosecurity breach alerts for trucks and trailers. Prevent unauthorized access to your barns with controlled entry technology. And speed up disease investigations with automated traceback reports. Check out what our customers are saying at farmhealthguardian.com.
Mary, when you placed the ramps into the pens, were these big pens with like 100, 150 pigs, or were they smaller pens, maybe more traditional, like 25, 27 pigs per pen?
I would say the latter, because our pens had about, you know, ranging from about 24 to 26 pigs.
Okay.
So those are the smaller pens. And the ramps were actually small and... yeah, very small, very easy to fit in the pens.
I was going to ask about how big were they? Like, I mean, are we talking like a meter, 2 meters in length or something like that?
I would say it was a meter at most. Okay. They were not really big.
And Mary, do you have any thoughts on how long the ramp would need to stay in the pen with the pigs for them to get used to it, right? I know you left them in there for like the nursery period, but do you think you could leave them in there for a shorter amount of time and have the same effect? And I ask, like, thinking about the practical application, if I have small pens, I probably have a bunch of them in my room, and I probably don't want to buy one ramp for every pen, right? But could I get like 6 or 8 or 10 ramps, and then I move them from pen to pen, you know what I'm saying? So the pigs get the experience early in life, but maybe I have enough to do 1 week in each pen, you know what I'm saying? But I move those ramps to other pens every week. Do you think that would potentially be helpful, or no, we don't know. We need more research on how long they have to interact with the ramp to have this positive benefit.
For our project, we did 6 weeks, and I think we based that on the fact that previous researchers did the same thing where they had ramps in their pens, but they left them for about, I think, a week or two, and mm-hmm. there was no difference observed.
Okay.
During the loading time. So yeah. I think with that information, we looked at, let's leave them at 6 weeks, because 6 weeks is the critical learning period. And for this time, pigs will be able to remember the ramp and be able to, you know, navigate it and not fear it easily. So, yes, like I mentioned, previous researchers have done that where they left ramps in for like a week or two, and there was no difference when it came to loading the pigs.
Very good. What about the ramps as like environmental enrichment? You know, producers use all sorts of different things in the pens to try to prevent vice behaviors, prevent tail biting, things like that, try to improve feed and water consumption. Did you see any differences in like vice behaviors or the feed water behaviors in the pens that had the ramps versus the ones that did not?
Yes. So for our project, again, we like you mentioned, we did look at increasing environmental complexity. So we looked at a ramp as being a form of environmental enrichment, where we looked at behaviors when having these pigs interact with the ramp, going up and down the ramp. We were interested in finding out, would there be reduced aggressive behaviors, because nursery pigs fight a lot. So we wanted to see if a ramp would provide maybe hiding places for these pigs, you know, from the aggressive ones and all that. And we also wanted to see if the ramps, the pigs that had ramps would have, for example, a change in feeding behaviors, eating behaviors, or the normal posture behaviors. So that's what we also looked at. And for our study, we did not find any differences. There were no differences observed in aggressive behaviors, feeding behaviors, drinking behaviors, or even the posture behaviors. And having no differences observed is, you know, better than actually having differences observed for this project. It would be good if we observed reduced aggressive behaviors, because there was a preliminary study that was carried out before I undertook this big project. And for their study, they found reduced aggressive behaviors with between the two, you know, treatments. And for our study, we did not. But it's also a good thing, because we didn't find any differences in feeding behaviors, which tells us that overall, having a ramp in a pen has no effect on it doesn't negatively impact, you know, the normal behaviors of the pigs. So it was a good thing as well.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterosol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Mary, this is tremendous information. It's practical. It is helpful for the pig. It is helpful for the workers. It is helpful for the profitability of the farm. This is a great example of outstanding research that truly adds value to our industry. And as somebody, you know, as a pig veterinarian, my job is to champion the welfare of the pig. This is the type of information that really helps me to help producers to do a better job of that. So thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing it. And thank you for your work to get this done.
Thank you for having me, Clayton. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. And Mary, we couldn't do this without the audience. Thank you to everybody who's listening. If you have not subscribed to the Swine Health Black Belt podcast, please take a moment and do so. Please share it with a friend if you think that there's somebody out there who may have to load market hogs in the near future and they need a light at the end of that tunnel of optimism, right? How can we make this better? Because it's a tough job. For Mary Kasakama, I am Dr. Clayton Johnson. Thank you very much for joining us on the Swine Health Black Belt podcast.
All right, thank you.